Good evening and welcome to yet another 60-minute edition of Left, Right and Center. I'm Sanket Upadhyay. Two stories broken up in four parts right here on this show. Number one, there has been a drug haul. A whopping 3,000 kg, that is 3 tons worth of drugs. Remember when there was a lot of song and dance and hysteria over a few grams? We are talking about kilos here. 3,000 kg drugs. That was last year, this is today. All of it coming from Afghanistan. Is there a Talibani threat of narco-terrorism in this country? Very, very serious threat. Now, that's a serious point of view. And then there is the political point of view, where on the 3,000 kg drug bust, a lot of questions are being asked of the central government as to how this was allowed. And still, there are many unanswered questions. For instance, who was ordering this? It cannot be that shell company, no? Or that fake company. It must have been being routed through somewhere. And more importantly, can 3,000 kg of drugs enter this country without political patronage? Can it happen? It's common sense, it cannot. So there is a political angle also to this discussion. Story number two, this vaccine confusion or vaccine racism seems to be going on. As far as the UK is concerned, something has gone wrong with the way they're planning. I don't know what they do. They sit down in the United Kingdom and decide that today we are going to randomly do this. And then there'll be an outrage. Then they will change the rules. But then they will leave another little point for an outrage. All of that is happening. First, they had a problem with Covishield, which is, of course, a version of the AstraZeneca vaccine. When there was outrage, they've accepted Covishield. So now if you have Covishield, you will not be treated as unvaccinated. But now officials say that there is some doubt over the Indian certification process. It's pretty professional. I mean, look at the number of people it is clocking. 2.5 crores. That's population of countries altogether. Much more than the United Kingdom in a single day. So this is UK's bizarre vaccination rule for India. Is that the case? And we'll put this question to the man who is in charge of Cowin, which is the portal that manages the certification. Dr. R.S. Sharma is going to join us on vaccine certificates. One, I would like to introduce our guests on drug haul, what this means, what needs to be done. We've got Mr. D. Banerjee, former Deputy Commissioner of the Central Bureau of Narcotics, Mahesh Sharma, leader of the BJP, and also the co-media in charge of Delhi BJP. Deshratan Nigam is a political analyst, views lean towards the RSS and the government. Pawan Kheda, spokesperson of the Congress Party. And in just a short moment, we'll be joined in by Satish Manishinde, senior advocate, was the counsel for Riya Chakravarti in the drugs case. I want to begin with you, Mr. Mahesh Sharma. You know, the point is that there has been a drug haul. 3,000 kg worth. This is a huge drug haul. The Adani port says that, you know, we don't open containers and look into them as to who's getting in what. But do you think that 3,000 kg...
Samajh bhi nahi aayi. Hello?
Meri awaaz aa rahi hai aapko, Mahesh ji? Meri awaaz aa rahi hai? Achha, let's fix this audio and then come back to Mr. Mahesh.
Aapki awaaz nahi aa rahi hai mujhe.
We'll come back to you. We'll fix this. ये इसको ठीक करेंगे और उसके बाद आपके पास वापस आते हैं. पवन खेड़ा, मैं आपसे ये सवाल पूछना था. आई वांट टू आस्क यू दिस क्वेश्चन. डू यू थिंक दैट 3,000 केजी वर्थ ऑफ ड्रग्स कैन एंटर दिस कंट्री विदाउट पॉलिटिकल पेट्रोनेज और विदाउट सपोर्ट ऑफ द सिस्टम?
नो, एंड ऑल्सो अपार्ट फ्रॉम व्हाट यू आर आस्किंग, ऑफ कोर्स द काइंड ऑफ कॉन्फिडेंस द सिंडिकेट हैज दैट दे कीप यूजिंग दिस रूट. वेल, एक्सपर्ट्स टेल अस दैट सिंस पंजाब बिकेम स्ट्रिक्ट 5 years अगो, Gujarat has become a very favored option. So the confidence with which they keep pushing drugs through Gujarat, through this port in Gujarat, is something which is very, very worrying. And strangely, the government has not put a full-fledged, full-time DG, chief of NCB, Narcotics Control Bureau, for the last 18 months. This is an additional charge being given to someone. So this... It sounds very shady the way every few months you'll find a small hall, but now this is big. And then today we read in media reports that 25 tons through the same route by the same consignee following the same modus operandi has entered India from the same port in June. So imagine the kind of havoc 25,000 kilos has already is already being wrecked in our country.
But no, you know, Mr. Kheda, you know, I asked this of the government. Mr. Kheda, I asked this of the government because I heard that press conference of the Congress party in the afternoon. The government says the DRI is also a government wing, no? It's a Government of India entity. So to say that the government is not doing much, then this drug haul was, this seizure was done by the DRI only.
So Sanket, since DRI is there, NCB can go without any head. Is that what you're trying to tell me? By DRI to hai, to NCB mein koi nahi hai head, to koi baat nahi. Is that what you are asking me? Then I'm shocked. Then do away with NCB. Let the DRI handle it. Why is the NCB there? To do retail khudra politics? Ki bhaiya kisi se badla lena hai, NCB ko bhej do. Film industry ko humble knees pe lana hai, NCB ko bhej do. Kya NCB isliye bani hui hai? What is this question? कि भाई डीआरआई ने कर दिया तो एनसीपी नहीं भी है तो कोई बात नहीं. नो, दिस रिफ्लेक्ट्स ऑन द लैक ऑफ सीरियसनेस ऑफ दिस गवर्नमेंट.
ओके, लेट मी आस्क दिस. ओके, लेट मी आस्क दिस क्वेश्चन ऑफ मिस्टर देशरथन निगम.
इज समथिंग व्हिच यू नीड टू फाइंड आउट.
मिस्टर निगम द क्वेश्चन इज दैट इफ यू आर वेरी सीरियस अबाउट दिस एंड मोर सो इन अ सिचुएशन वेयर वी आर डीलिंग विद अ तालिबान इन्फेस्टेड अफगानिस्तान वेयर नार्को टेररिज्म इज अ सीरियस थ्रेट, डू यू थिंक दैट द रिस्पॉन्स एंड आर यू नो रिस्पॉन्स इन टर्म्स ऑफ instruments and institutions has to be stronger than what it is right now. For instance, appointing an NCB chief. Because last year we saw them on an overdrive in Mumbai. What about now?
Sanket, let me first congratulate DRI and the port authorities and the state government officials for successfully carrying out and, you know, this operation. And this operation was a result of 4 or 5 days of work. And the ship haul was, you know, contraband was seized as the ship entered Indian water. Therefore, they had some prior information and that information was executed and they were successfully able to, seize this drug. And the ship was brought to the port. Not that the, entire operation was done at the port. It was the moment the ship entered this Indian waters. Please remember that. This is what is my information. And therefore, it is very, very important to know that authorities did their job. Whichever authorities it did, they did, and it was a coordinated operation. And as you said, the narco-terrorism is a great threat to this country, especially after Taliban has come out there.
Had ordered 25 tons of drugs in the past. The Congress's allegation.
Those are media reports
highlighted by the Congress party. Okay.
No, it's fine, but they have their right to make those allegations. But the fact is, this operation and was successfully conducted, and you must congratulate them for that. And therefore, it was a serious operation. Let us not undermine its efficacy or its success.
No, koi efficacy, success ke baare mein baat nahi kar raha. My point is that is this just the tip of the iceberg? Mahesh Verma, main aapke paas aana chahta hoon. Ab aap meri awaaz sun pa rahe
hain? It's all right, Sanket. It is all right if it's a tip of the iceberg. We all have to work towards it. We all have to ensure that this is not repeated, and we have to catch these people.
Okay.
And especially if you look at that.
महेश जी, मैं आपके पास आना चाह रहा हूँ. महेश जी, आप मुझे सुन पा रहे हैं?
बिल्कुल सुन पा रहा हूँ
जी. महेश जी, मैं आपसे सवाल ये पूछना चाह रहा था कि आपको लगता है कि ये इतना बड़ा कंसाइनमेंट आ सकता था बिना राजनीतिक संरक्षण के? और कांग्रेस का आरोप ये है कि बार बार ये मुंद्रा वाला पोर्ट ही क्यों इस्तेमाल होता है?
देखिए, कांग्रेस तो कुछ भी कह सकती है. कांग्रेस तो देश के किसी भी चीज पे, कांग्रेस काल में जो हुआ है वो पूरा देश जानता है कि किस तरह से समंदर के रास्ते आतंकवादी आते हैं.
मुद्दे पर आइए, अपनी बात कीजिए.
जी कौन जी, मैं मुद्दे पे आऊंगा, लेकिन आपको आईना
आप अभी आपको दिखाना शुरू करता हूँ. अभी बताता हूँ आपको आईना. मैं आईना दिखाना शुरू करता हूँ अभी. बहुत आईने का शौक है. मोदी जी को भी आईना दिखाता हूँ. दोनों गुजरात के
अब सुन लीजिए. मुद्दे पे
वन बाय वन पवन जी, आई एम गोना कम बैक टू यू वन मोमेंट. लेट हिम कंप्लीट दिस
विद्वान खेड़ा जी, कांग्रेस के महानतम नेता जी, आप जरा एक मिनट सुन लीजिए आपकी बात. मैं गौर से सुनता हूँ. बहुत आईना दिखाने का शौक है. तो मोदी जी भी मानते हैं, पढ़ा लिखा,
गौर से सुनिए, गुजरात का प्रधानमंत्री, गुजरात के गृह मंत्री, गुजरात का बोर्ड, क्या हो रहा है, ये क्या मजाक मजाक बना रखा है आपने गुजरात का।
महेश वर्मा फर्स्ट एंड देन मिस्टर खेड़ा।
मोदी जी को भी दे दीजिएगा आईना जाकर।
नो मिस्टर खेड़ा, यू कैन शो दी आईना लेटर, वन बाय वन
दीजिएगा जरा।
लेट्स शो दी आईना वन बाय वन प्लीज। यस
महेश, तीन आईने देने को तैयार हूं इनको, जाएं अमित शाह को भी दिखाने बैठे हैं यहाँ।
हाईजैक कर
इन्होंने, तो नौजवानों को तबाह कर रहे हो,
ये चैनल को ही हाईजैक कर रहे हैं। ये चैनल हाईजैक करने का ये कौन सा तरीका है साहब?
क्या हाईजैक कर रखा है? देश हाईजैक कर रखा है आपने, देश की पीढ़ी बर्बाद कर रहे हो।
एनडीटीवी
बर्बाद कर रहे हो, और
यहाँ समझ में आता है,
मिस्टर खेड़ा प्लीज वन मोमेंट, वी विल नॉट बी एबल टू हैव अ कॉन्वर्सेशन। मिस्टर वर्मा प्लीज कंप्लीट योर पॉइंट। मिस्टर खेड़ा, आई विल कम बैक टू यू,
प्रश्न का उत्तर दे,
आई विल कम बैक टू
यू।
मैं आपसे ये पूछना चाह रहा हूँ, सतीश मानशिंदे इज ऑल्सो नाउ विद अस, मिस्टर वर्मा प्लीज कंक्लूड।
मैं सिर्फ संकेत जी ये कहना चाह रहा हूँ कि ये हमारे लिए उपलब्धि और फक्र की बात मैं इसलिए कह रहा हूँ कि प्रधानमंत्री ने जब संयुक्त राष्ट्र सुरक्षा परिषद की बैठक करी, उस बैठक में पवन भाई पांच मुद्दे उठाए गए, ये देश के मुद्दे हैं, ये हमारी विदेश नीति है, इस पे आपको गर्व होना चाहिए एक भारतीय होने के नाते। और उसमें एक मुद्दा था, और प्रधानमंत्री पहले से इस बात के लिए चौकन्ने थे, और इसीलिए उन्होंने उसमें एक मुद्दा यह भी रखा कि समुद्री रास्ते से जो मादक तस्करी है उसके रोकथाम के लिए उन्होंने विश्व का ध्यान आकृष्ट किया, और उसमें उन्होंने कहा कि इससे चौकन्ने रहिए, उन्होंने वर्ल्ड को चौकन्ना किया, साथ में उन्होंने कहा हमें भी चौकन्ने रहने की जरूरत है, और उसी का नतीजा है कि आज 3000 किलोग्राम अफीम पकड़ी गई। ये कहीं ना कहीं इस बात के लिए उन अफसरों को अप्रिशिएट करिए, उन लोगों को कहीं सलाम करिए, उनको कहीं उनका स्वागत करिए, जिन लोगों ने दिन रात मेहनत करके, हमारे आपके तरह भाषण नहीं, जिन लोगों की दिन रात की मेहनत की वजह से आज देश
भाषण हो गया। ओके ओके मिस्टर खेड़ा, वेरी क्विकली योर रिस्पांस एंड देन मिस्टर मानेश,
सलाम करिए
संकेत।
ओके,
द फैक्ट ऑफ द मैटर इज,
नो डाउट, बिफोर मिस्टर खेड़ा स्टार्ट स्पीकिंग, नो डाउट मिस्टर वर्मा, द फैक्ट दैट 3000 केजीज हैज बीन सीज्ड रिकवर्ड इज अ बिग हॉल, इज अ बिग अचीवमेंट, बट माई ओनली पॉइंट इज दैट कैन दिस हैपन विदाउट
चिल्ला चिल्ला को। उन्होंने जब कहा कि तालिबान अफगानिस्तान और पाकिस्तान, आज उनकी रोजी रोटी ये होगी, और उन्होंने वर्ल्ड को आगाह किया, उन्होंने विश्व के लोगों को आगाह किया, सारे मुल्कों को कहा कि
इन द कंट्री,
हम जब इस चीज को
विदाउट पोलिटिकल पेट्रोनेज, वेरी क्विकली पवन खेड़ा एंड देन सतीश मानशिंदे।
चिल्ला चिल्ला के तो प्रधानमंत्री हर चीज बोलते हैं, इसलिए वो मत कहिए। ये बड़ी बड़ी बुरी आदत है कि चोर को कहते हैं भाग जा और महाजन को कहते हैं जाग जा, ये है प्रधानमंत्री। क्यों नहीं एनसीबी का अभी तक आपने 18 महीने से डीजी बनाया, अगर बहुत इतने सीरियस हैं, पूरे विश्व को जगा रहे हैं, और अपने यहां नारकोटिक्स कंट्रोल ब्यूरो का डायरेक्टर जनरल फुल पूर्णकालिक नहीं लगा पा रहे हैं, ये है असलियत प्रधानमंत्री की। ये आईना उनको भी जाकर दिखा दीजिए।
18
तो ये 25,000 टन कैसे अंदर आ गया देश में जून में, उसका भी जवाब दीजिए।
आप ये आंकड़े कहां से लेके आए? आप कौन से नारकोटिक्स ब्यूरो के डीजी हैं? आप कौन से नारकोटिक्स
ब्यूरो कंपनी प्रधानमंत्री थोड़े बात है, सच बोलते हैं,
आपकी जानकारी में कैसे
ऊंचा ऊंची आवाज में बोलते हैं?
नहीं, देश को
बता दीजिए। पवन खेड़ा एज वेल एज महेश वर्मा प्लीज प्लीज टाइम आउट। मिस्टर सतीश मानशिंदे इज ऑल्सो विद अस, सीनियर एडवोकेट। मिस्टर मानशिंदे, यू रिमेंबर वी बीन ऑन दिस चैनल इन द पास्ट, इन द लास्ट वन ईयर यू हैव रिप्रेजेंटेड अ केस यू नो ऑफ रिया चक्रवर्ती, वी वर टॉकिंग अबाउट ग्राम्स देन। आई एम नॉट सेइंग, आई डोंट नो वेयर दैट इन्वेस्टिगेशन इज रीच्ड, यू माइट वॉन्ट टू अप्राइज अस ऑफ इट्स डेवलपमेंट, but here we are talking about tons, many many tons of drugs.
One has to admit that Pakistan has been making these attempts to smuggle in drugs into the country, whether it is in this period or in the period of the Congress party or in the tenure of VP Singh. And both these politicians should realize this is not a political match that we are playing today before the TV. Be that as it may, most of our borders are porous. We have seen that even in 1992 and 1993, drugs as well as arms, as well as gold and silver was being smuggled. This amount of drugs which has been seized at Gujarat is not anything to do with either Gujarat or Punjab police or the customs. The manner in which these drugs are being smuggled into the country, the various methods. I remember that in sometime in 1986-87, when I was dealing with a case in Bombay, they used to send drugs on camel backs, which is still happening in the country. And then on the return flight to Pakistan, the camel used to carry various other goods which were not available in Pakistan, or it used to carry terrorists who were running away from India. So therefore, this is a known source. Now, what has happened in Gujarat is unfortunate. It is not the fact that there is no control over the borders. But what these normally they do, these big smuggling syndicates, is that they first send small quantities. After the trial has succeeded, they send large quantities. So this is not the first time or the attempt that they have made to smuggle in drugs into the country. It has happened in various forms,
correct,
various containers, various transport methods. So this is not for the politicians to fight. This is for the enforcing agencies to fight over these issues. Now, what happened in Mumbai last year during this time was that they were arresting people with 10 grams and 20 grams. I want the NCB, especially the Director General, whoever it is or whoever is looking after it or whenever is appointed, to first place these people like Samir Wankhede and others on the borders of the country instead of arresting and, you know, humiliating people from Bollywood and other people. They actually go and conduct investigations and seize such large quantities. The amount of quantity that has been seized in the entire year in Bombay is not even more than 10 kilos. And most of it is hashish, not even hashish. It is ganja, which is, it's only 10 kilos and above, which is a commercial quantity. What has been seized in Gujarat is heroin, 3,000 kilos, which is not a small you know, factor. And the fact that it is percolating into various parts of the country, the number of people who have been arrested in this case tells us that these drugs were meant actually for Chennai. From there, it would percolate into various other regions of the country. What has happened in most of these cases is the big drug lords never get arrested. The kingpins never get arrested.
Yeah, exactly. That's an important point.
It's only the foot soldiers.
That's a very important point. So could this be a case where the person
arrested,
the person who was named in the consignment, Mr. Banerjee? Mr. Banerjee, I want to come to you now. You're the former deputy commissioner of the Central Bureau of Narcotics. Do you see this as some sort of a modus operandi where you've got a husband wife who have been named? Obviously, it's a fake company. This was their consignment. Do you think that they were just a front? They were the importers. But who are they shielding?
Of course. I believe that basically this drug was being transited through India. Actually, it had to go somewhere else in some other foreign country. Perhaps in the USA or Europe, but it was not meant for consumption in India, because so much heroin is not consumed here. In fact, in the last 3 years, the amount of heroin seizures that has been made in coastal Gujarat and Gujarat ports is more than what has been seized by all the enforcement agencies in the last 30 years. In the last 3 years, this seizure is much more than what has been seized in the last 30 years. So basically, actually, it is. I don't believe that it has to do with politics and all that. It has to do with more with enforcement. And this is the responsibility of the NCB office at Ahmedabad and the regional zonal office at Bombay. So DG NCB is directly, if there is a DG or not, it's not a problem. That's not the problem. Thing is that actually the Ahmedabad and the Bombay people, they are more responsible for preventing this drug coming to India. And that, they have fulfilled their duties. Recently, in fact, last year, if I remember, such a huge publicity was being given to seizures in grams and kilos. But now such huge seizures are being made in coastal Gujarat and this port itself. But very little publicity has been given to it. In fact, the newspapers, most of the newspapers, it seems have blacked out the news. And this, I'm sure that the husband-wife couple who have been arrested, they are just a front. They are nothing actually. It is more to do.
But then how do we identify this, Mr. Banerjee? You tell me, don't you think that this is going to be a challenge? Ultimately, the investigation is going to end or get restricted to this husband-wife, who ordered this consignment. How would you actually get to know who the drug lord is or the kingpin is?
You know, actually what we should have done is not seized and immediately done everything. It should have been done in a more secretive manner. We should have tracked the transportation of this drug once it comes to the port. And then somebody must have come to seize it, or somebody must have, there must have been someone who has come to take it. And then he must have sent it somewhere else. Okay. So we should have tracked it properly. This has not been done. Yeah. If it had been done, if it had been tracked properly.
But still, as far as the authorities are concerned or officials of the DRI are concerned, you know, I won't shy away from saying that obviously they've done a stellar job. I'm not talking about governments or individuals in governments, but officials. It is their big achievement. Deshratan Nigam, very quickly, last comment. Do you think that a proper national big strategy is required?
Very, very big achievement, I think.
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Banerjee? Yes.
I believe there should be some coordination between the NCB, the DRI, and the various other seizures. Now, NDPS, who have been given the powers to enforce the NDPS Act. There is no cooperation. There is no coordination at all.
Which is very important. Agencies. Mr. Deshratan Nigam, in a Taliban infested Afghanistan scenario, don't you think that this coordination is what we should be worried about most? If you want to save your country from narco-terrorism.
In fact, Sanket, this operation would not have been possible if there was no coordination. This shows the coordination at the highest level between intelligence agencies, DRI, court authorities, state officials, everybody. We do not know who all were involved. But such a level of operation is only possible with the highest level of coordination. Yes, if there are shortcomings, they have to be removed. And coordination is the best answer for such kind of, you know, smuggling or illegal contrabands coming into the country. And it's very, very important. And it has to be an all-India effort. And I'm sure those efforts are going on. But the fact is, despite all this, the efforts are still going on to bring the drugs into India. And therefore, it's a serious concern. Narco-terrorism is a reality for the world. And it has to be fought tooth and nail.
No, it has to be fought. Obviously, and a greater coordination is required. Pawan Kheda, very quickly, please.
Since there are two people from the BJP, please give me a chance.
Sure.
The fact, and we are concerned about this, that Gujarat has become a soft spot for drug peddlers. The fact that till date, in the last 7 years, there have been massive hauls, massive drugs have already come in without getting hauled. But the larger syndicate, they have not been able to crack open. And I'm sorry, this concern about not having DG of NCB is very serious. This really reflects upon the lack of seriousness on the part of the government. As far as the drugs are concerned, as far as narco-terrorism is concerned. You put your favorite officers there. Now, you're not getting a favorite officer, you're waiting. What are you waiting for? This does not reflect good on a government which is serious. This government is not serious about countering the drug menace. Okay. They're destroying the younger generation of this country, and that is something which we will not allow to happen.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much to all the panelists for joining us. There's a cool app question also. Satish Manishinde, let's ask this question of you. So, Kavita on the Coup app asks us this question. Are there any chances of Taliban and Pakistan connected to this, and are Indian ports becoming new playground for international dealers? Mr. Manishinde, how will you respond?
See, first of all, one has to realize that even in 1902, when the bomb blast happened in India, in Bombay, in 1903, all the weapons, drugs and gold and silver smuggling was happening from the ports of Pakistan, because ultimately the people who were responsible for receiving that were arrested, and even the customs officers and police officers were arrested and prosecuted in the bomb blast case. So it is a foregone conclusion that there has to, if it has to be a water transport being used for transporting these drugs, it has to emanate from Pakistan, because the best form of drugs always originate from Afghanistan. It's known fact that Afghanistan grows a large number of quantities of heroin, and it is transported through Pakistan and various other porous borders. So therefore, I strongly am of the opinion that but for participation of Afghanistan and Pakistan, this import of drugs cannot take place into India.
Very significant. Thank you very much, Mr. Yeah.
Somebody has to realize that once these political leaders come on the screen to discuss such important issues, they are fighting with each other. Congress should also realize that the bomb blast happened in 92-93, and but for their negligence, the bombs would not have landed in India. So it's a foregone conclusion that whether it is the Congress government or some other government in power, this has always been happening.
Correct.
The fact
larger,
is
greater coordination, case, but you know the point case, that they are making on having case, a chief of the NCB
the
is very significant.
Were arrested and seized. There was an opinion given by one of the ex-custom officers that there is no coordination between the investigating agencies. So, like in the defense forces, the Prime Minister and the Home Minister were successful in setting up a combined defense services chief. My suggestion, I can't advise the Prime Minister and the Home Minister because I'm not a law officer.
Sure.
But my suggestion to them and request to them is they should form a combined defense services agency to
deal with this
particularly
problem.
Law enforcing agencies for the purpose of arresting and apprehending people in order with drugs and seizing these quantities with proper intelligence being shared. We have the naval intelligence, we have the army intelligence.
We have intelligence
from various other agencies like the NCB and the DRI. So they should all coordinate.
I mean, one would assume that this should happen automatically.
Some chief of such organization.
You know, a sort of a unified command, Mr. Manishinder. I understand the suggestion that you're making.
Which will help.
Okay.
You have a lot of conflicting opinions taking place in courts. I come and see, in a large number of cases.
Correct.
That people from various agencies are trying to score a Romney point over the other. That should stop, and people should fight for the country.
Okay.
And see that such menace is arrested at the minute it touches the ports of India.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Manishinder, for joining us on this broadcast. And I think that's a very significant suggestion for the government of having a unified command as far as tackling narco-terrorism. Now, I would like to introduce Mr. Arvind Sawant, Shiv Sena MP. Mr. Sawant, last year there was a massive activation of agencies in Maharashtra, as alleged by you. You think the same alacrity has not been shown this time around?
Absolutely, sir. That's what I'm saying. Silence on all sides. Forget about not only media and press and other things. Silence is there from the institutions. These institutions are silent. None of them. You see, ED or even CBI or even narcotics, whenever they catch hold of such a small quantity of narcotics, I mean heroines or some other thing, hashish were here in Mumbai, they used to inform it to the media first. How come the media comes to know? That means there was a leakage from the ED. Somebody must be informing that we are going to catch hold of someone. And then they, because of that information, the media is to hype it. Oh my goodness, so many celebrities are entangled in all these issues. Now what is happening? Why silent? Just because it is Gujarat? Is it the port is in Gujarat, where the Honorable Prime Minister belongs to, and the Home Minister too belongs to, and the BJP rules the states? Had it happened in Mumbai, what would have been the repercussion? Just tell me, what would have been the repercussion of all these people were deaf and dumb now? This is something which is serious, not only for the country, it is serious for the democracy too. Someone is dictating not to.
No, are you basically alleging that because it is in Gujarat, the same alacrity has not been shown? Is that your allegation?
Definitely, I'm saying it openly. I'm not saying, that's what I questioned you just now. Had it happened in Mumbai, what would have been the situation? Tell me. They would have first asked you to surrender, the government should be immediately toppled. The president rule should be imposed. Such and such things are happening over here. All those fake news, fake allegations have been proved now in Maharashtra. And still they continue to do so. But when it happens in Gujarat, everybody is silent. That silence is not golden.
Mr. Sawant, you think, and now serious question, you think a national strategy is now the need of the hour, now the Taliban has taken over Afghanistan, and that the threat of narco-terrorism is a genuine fear?
You are absolutely right, sir. You are absolutely right. This is going to happen. See, look at what is happening in Afghanistan. The Talibanis has conquered the Afghanistan. And what is their revenue now? What is the revenue for them now? Tell me how to run the government, how to run the government state. They don't have money. This is going to happen throughout the world. And one has to be very cautious about it. The national policy, all states. In fact, as it is today, I heard that the Home Minister has called a meeting for the nationalist activities and all the chief ministers or whoever it may be. He has invited to conduct for that meeting to protect the people from these nationalized activities. Why not the same thing for narcotics? Same thing has to be done for narcotics also. It's a threat, it's a menace, I'm telling you. It's menacing, I'm telling you.
Now, let's just hope that come this parliament session, at least there has to be some unified strategy, political strategy, beyond the blame game. But Mr. Sawant, thank you so much for joining us. And we also have the Congress's Randeep Surjewala on this very important story. See, there is a reason why we are discussing all aspects of this story. Because 3,000 kilos is a huge amount. And there is a bigger amount that is being spoken about in media reports and the Congress party is talking about it. Mr. Surjewala, on the drug haul, the government says that this seizure is a result of the DRI's efforts. So, there is no question of hiding anything or sleeping on the wheel. It's a government agency which ensured that something like this happened.
The most important part is the drug haul of 3,000 kg of heroin, tom-tomed as telecom powder blocks worth 21,000 crores, has been found. But in June 2021, the same company which has been caught doing this, which is a fake company with fake address, has taken out from the same Adani Mundra port in Gujarat 25,000 kgs of heroin. Again, mentioned as telecom powder blocks, the value of which will be 1,75,000 crores. What worries me as an Indian is, these drugs are now in the market. There is no consigner, there is no consignee. Somebody has taken those drugs through the port, and they are now in the market. They endanger our national security, for this money is going to go back to Taliban and we don't know who else. They endanger the youth of this country. 25,000 kgs of drugs or heroin in this country can play havoc in the entire country. And post this June 2021 import, if you remember July 2021, 354 kgs of heroin was recovered by Delhi police. Where else this has gone is something that is unprecedented, never in the history of this country. 1,75,000 crore value of drugs have come in without any intervention, check or balance from the government. Where is Narcotics Control Bureau? Where was DRI when this 25,000 kgs were being imported? Where was IB and CBI? Where was the government? All this needs to be investigated, and government has clearly faltered.
No, Mr. Surjewala, why would you then say, why do you feel, and what arguments can you place to say that the government is playing down this drug haul? Because they say that we are clearly not. And you know, another important point that I wanted to ask you, which I asked Mr. Kheda also and other panelists, do you think a consignment this huge can come in without political patronage? That it can be circulated, that it can land without anyone not knowing?
That is a question that Congress party and I asked today. Who are these drug cartel people? After all, those import-export license that was used of some Ashi exports, it is now out that they received some 10 lakh rupees of commission. So naturally, there is a bigger cartel operating in this country who are tarnishing the future of the youth and pushing them towards drugs. Can they operate 1,75,000 crore, 25,000 kg one, then 3,000 kg worth 21,000 crore has already been recovered. So 2 lakh crore of drugs, can they come into this country without some political patronage? And where is the government? Why were they sleeping? Why has the private port, that is Adani port, not been investigated? After all, there is no consigner. There is no consignee. Somebody would have taken possession, no? How can they walk away like this? And what were the custom authorities, the police, the IBI, IB, the Narcotics Control Bureau, what were all of them doing? Mm. So these are questions that rightfully need to be answered by the Prime Minister. Government has failed and faltered. That's why we have asked for a Supreme Court sitting judge inquiry into
okay.
the matter.
Okay. Yes, you raised that in the press conference also. But, you know, there's one point that you mentioned, Mr. Surjewala, is that of investigation on the Adani port. Now, there is a statement from, the people who run this port, the Adani group. They're saying basically that, you know, our responsibility, as is the responsibility of any port manager, is to manage the operations of the port. It's not our job to open each and every container, look into consignments. How can we be blamed?
No, I appreciate it, Sanket. But tell me, if from NDTV office or from an NDTV car, 1,75,000 crore worth of drugs were recovered, would you not be questioned? The entire NDTV management would be hauled. They should also be questioned. Why is it that a private port is being used for importing drugs from Afghanistan? Those are also with connections to Taliban. And two instances we can now identify. How many more such instances have happened? Should all the ports in the country not be checked that in garb of telecom powder, how much more heroin and other drugs have come? How many times it has escaped notice altogether? These are rightful questions that need to be asked. I am not saying somebody is guilty today or not guilty today. I am only saying, if drugs have gone through your establishment, you should also be questioned. After all, these are fake companies sending drugs in, receiving drugs in this country and probably throwing them in the market as you and me speak today.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Surjewala. And let's just hope that day never comes that you are talking about of, there being drugs on the NDTV premises. That will never happen, and let's just hope agencies don't come knocking ever. Right. Thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast. We're stopping for a short break at this moment. When we come back, the other big story, the United Kingdom has no strategy, it seems. First, they have a problem with our vaccine, which is essentially their vaccine. And now they say, no, we don't have any problem with your vaccine. It may be the certificate. So the man who's in charge of the certification process, Dr. R.S. Sharma, is going to join us after a short break. Stay with us. What exactly is wrong with the United Kingdom? I mean, what sort of meeting is this where you one day decide, let's not allow this vaccine called Covishield, even though it is the exact replica of our AstraZeneca? Then when there is outrage, you say, okay, we allow, but maybe there are doubts about the certification process. What doubts? There are media reports that now say that actually the certification process may be the problem. What is the problem? And if you don't speak it out in as many words, then will this not be seen as the UK trying to create utter confusion and also insult a vaccination drive which is taking place in this country? It may not have been the most perfect, but then speak out, be clear about it. Is it the certification drive or not? We have Dr. R.S. Sharma, the man, the brain behind this Cowin app, which is responsible to issue these certificates. Dr. Sharma, welcome. There are doubts being expressed in certain media reports where UK authorities have been quoted as saying that the certification process in India may be the problem. What will you say?
Well, Sanket, thank you very much for having me on your channel.
My pleasure, sir.
Firstly, I would say that I have not come across any statement either from the British High Commission or any information from our Ministry of External Affairs or from the United Kingdom's government that there is any concern on the certificate issued by COVID. So I do not know where from you have got this information.
Sure.
That UK has raised certain concerns.
No, so I'll tell you from where we have got this. These are media reports that are out now. It's available on many websites. It's being reported widely. Officials in the UK have been attributed in media reports as saying this on the condition of anonymity, because obviously there is no name. That is what it is.
No. I will not, be going by such kind of, assertions that somebody has told you on conditions of anonymity. After all, once we are dealing with a country, we have to be, kind of dealing with official communication in the basis of official communication. There is no official communication to that effect. But to set the record straight, let me tell you that we have had, the British High Commission had sent us a communication that their national health system would like to understand and know about COVID. So the British High Commissioner had met me on 2nd of September this month. And then, they had also said that we want to learn about COVID and its architecture. And I said, certainly, we'll be very happy to share that. In fact, that thing they have in their initial communication, they said that we attended the 5th July conclave on COVID, the international conclave, and therefore we are interested in knowing the COVID architecture. So thereafter, we set up a technical team of COVID, which interacted with the technical team from the UK High Commissioner, Commissioner's office. And they have had two meetings. One meeting was earlier, probably on 16th of September, and another was yesterday. And in the first meeting, the British side explained their architecture of their application. And on second meeting, which is yesterday's meeting, we explained our architecture, and those discussions have concluded. And during those discussions, there is absolutely no concern raised as asserted by many media publications, both digital and print.
Okay, but Dr. Sharma, what about, let's talk about the certification process itself. You said that the authorities of the United Kingdom, members of the British High Commission, had a conversation with your team on how the Cowin works. Were you able to satisfy or convince them on how Cowin works?
There is no question of satisfying or not satisfying. Satisfaction happens when somebody is dissatisfied and I try to satisfy. It is basically a mutual understanding of each other's system, and there I think we have been able to conclude, and we have a communication received from them today that the discussions have complete, information interchange has taken place, and that technical part is over.
Okay, Dr. Sharma, would you like to tell us a little about the Indian software and its ability? Because we've read multiple reports about the sheer number or the volume of certificates that this software issues, and it is unmatched, certainly no match to, in fact, the NHS system is no match to this. They have very few certificates to dole out or give out, whereas what the Cowin is doing is much more. I mean, on one day, 2.5 crore certificates in a day, which is huge. So, if you could tell us a little bit about the difference between the way this certification is done in India and how the NHS certification is being done in the United Kingdom. I'm sure you would be...
Well, I would not like to compare with anything, but I can only say that Cowin is one of the best sort of applications in the vaccination, area in the whole universe, if I can use that term. I'm probably boasting. but it is a fact. The process, the entire process is digital, and what comes out is actually a digital certificate which is verifiable, where you can verify its authenticity, its integrity, and its truth. There is a single source of truth. And I think the kind of systems which we have put in place, for example, about a week back, there was actually from the WHO, they published their basic standard of COVID digital of the digital certification of vaccination. And just to inform you that we satisfy everything there. So basically, all the data elements which is required for a certificate, for example, the vaccine administered, who administered the vaccine, what was the date of the first dose, what is the date of the second dose, who is the person, its identity, everything is there. So data elements are there. So content is full, number one. Number two, the packaging of the content, which means, putting these contents together and digitally encrypting it and certifying it, those are also present. So yeah, I don't QR think code and all. There could be any deficiency whatsoever. The only minor point which we noticed is essentially the date of birth. Now, we don't actually get the date of birth of the person. We just get the year of birth because we believe in the minimal information collection. And of course, we get the certificate or we get the identity proof at the time of vaccination. But at the time of registration, we just collect the year of birth. Now, if somebody wants to travel to some place, then we have made arrangements that, you can download the certificate after plugging in your exact month and date of your date of birth, and which is actually incorporated in your passport, and you are good to go. So therefore, there is absolutely no deficiency. Nobody can point out any deficiency of any kind, either in terms of content or in terms of its packaging at any stage. We have been very much aligned and conscious of this fact that digital certificates will be needed. So entire process from the day one, from 16th January, has been completely digital.
But Dr. Sharma, we have spoken on a number of occasions, we've seen that certificate also, there's a QR code, you can trace back a lot of things, I understand all of that. But then, there are also reports, and this cannot be denied, from Madhya Pradesh, especially on that day when that grand surge happened of 2.5 crore vaccines, that many people who were actually dead were issued certificates. Do you think that the possibility of human error always exists in our system, howsoever foolproof you may think it is?
That human error could be possible. The name could be wrong. The other things could be wrong. And we have made processes whereby you can correct those errors. So it's not as if there are no correction processes. Those processes are in place. Obviously, this is being done at a scale which is unprecedented. And therefore, there could be certain cases of data entry errors or certain cases of, certificate being not really uploaded or things like that. But these are, in any exercise, such errors do happen. And we have taken steps to ensure that such errors are legitimately corrected.
Dr. Sharma, I wanted to ask you, I'm sure you must have studied this also. What has the experience of certification process and error handling been around the world? And also, how will you convince the world that actually our certification process meets global standards?
Well, I think these two things are orthogonal in the sense that they are not related. You see, errors happening at the data entry level is a completely different stuff. And errors happening at the issuance of certificate level, its digitization, its encryption are completely different thing altogether. And what we can say that the process of issuance of the certificate is one of the most robust processes which we have done. And I think we have learned a lot from Aadhaar, from UPI in terms of its scalability. So I think, just look at it. Now we have 800 billion records on our system, more than 800 billion. And I think that, you can compare with other systems who are there in the world and then probably you can draw your own conclusions. I'll not say anything beyond that.
All right, Dr. Arish Sharma, thank you very much. Though I tried asking you a lot of questions, but it seems that you have learned a thing or two on diplomacy, on especially an issue as crucial as this. But one can understand, because officially this has not come from the government, that they have a problem with our certification process. That's where the problem is. And this is why we are saying this again. You want to make a policy, spell it out. You have a problem with the certification drive in India, spell it out. The United Kingdom.